Hello, Dakota Territory. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to the journey. The journey we call. No, I have not been drinking anything but water and coffee. Jump in the Loose Tails Foodling Chuck Wagon. Then and only then. I have before. It's just that I'm not now. Jump in the Loose Tails Foodling Chuck Wagon. We will tool the region, the country, the globe. We will look at the news stories of the day. But at the end of the journey, like every other day in journey, it is going to be up to you by yourself to determine how and if this information might actually affect us living in a little piece of heaven. So Hank Vogler standing by. We'll get to him when I get done with this. I have no idea how long this is going to take. I'm going to do it until I get it done. Now, this is about a Nebraska situation. And if you cut across the pond the last 2 days, I brought it up. I'm bringing it up again. No matter whether you are listening in Minnesota, Manitoba, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, or Nebraska, it affects you. It affects you because we believe that we have massive problems in D.C. and that the answer to our problems resides locally. Those are my words. I believe that. But locally is first and foremost at the county level. And then once you go beyond the county level, I'm not going to talk about townships because not all states have townships. Some states have townships. If you have a township, I support that 100%. It's just you can't blanketly talk about townships. But you can talk about counties because every county has a government, okay? And that government should be able to tell the state what is going to take place with the citizens of that county. I'm tired. I'm really, really tired of the state government telling the counties what you or will or won't do. That's stopping now, all right? So I'm going to tell you what happened, and then we're going to back up. And I'm going to explain how this is relevant to every single state. Every single state. On the last day, it wasn't the last day. Last Thursday, April 10th. This is a second to the last day of the Nebraska legislative session. And in that second to the last day, the last day, by the way, is this week on the 18th. So they have time to come back. It's very similar to what South Dakota did, where they finished, what, March 9th, and then the day that they all come back was, what, March 26th, somewhere in there. The same concept takes place. On the 18th, everybody comes back, and on the 10th, the Nebraska State Senate approved 105 bills. 105 bills on the second to the last day awaiting the governor's signature. And there are a lot of these bills from a tax standpoint. None of them are saying we're going to spend less. There's some saying that we're going to reshift how the taxes are coming in and all this other monkey business. But the one that I want to focus on is referenced called 262. And 262 was introduced a year ago. 262 is primarily about how they're going to manage and regulate and deal with hemp and tax hemp and the whole ball of wax with hemp. And included in that also is that we're going to double the corn checkoff, and the Nebraska corn producers support this. So, you know, I don't have an argument if, in fact, the corn producers are saying we want this to be expanded. It should be corn producers deciding, and if the legislator goes along with it, that's fine. But there are 11 different initiatives, including 262A, which was an amendment added after the fact. And 262A comes from the 2022 legislative session that didn't get through. So somebody attaches 262A, the Department of Agriculture apparently gave an approval, and they passed a bill that has language like this. A producer of food at a private home, as described in Subdivision 7, Section whatever, you don't need to know that, shall meet the requirements of this section. Such a producer can only provide food that is non-adulterated and that is in not of any of the types or temperature or time control for the safety of food. Who wants to sell adulterated food? Do you really need a state senate to tell you that it's illegal to sell adulterated food? Who would want to sell something that would cause a problem? It happens, and it happens by an accident, okay? You're not going to prevent an accident in a grocery store, at a farm, or any place else. Let's go on. Any part of the animal, vertebrae or invertebrae, or animal byproduct is included. So I cannot do any home processing of, say, lard. I do USDA on all meat that I sell direct to the consumer, but that now has to have a permit to do it, even though it's USDA approved. Let's go on. Fluid milk and milk products, as defined in grade A pasteurization milk ordinance adopted by a reference in the Nebraska Milk Act. So, telling you can't sell milk to your neighbor. Now, here's the deal. Okay, I'm going to finish the list, then I'm going to talk about it. Raw eggs, unpasteurized juice, infused oils, or honey. Sprouts, low-acid canned food, hermetically sealed acidified foods, tofu, tempu, similar meat substitutes, and the list goes on. And then down here it says, prior to conducting any food sales, a producer, other than a producer selling the food, is not at time or temperature for safety and duration of the consumer at the farmer's market, shall successfully complete one of two courses for safety. Let me introduce you to the Centers for Disease Control, which documents that 98% of all foodborne pathogens is caused by improper handling at the consumer level in the home. This is not an issue. We do not need a state regulation in the middle of two people conducting business, whether they're at the farmer's market, whether they're selling direct to the neighbor. I don't care. I don't need government, Big Brother, telling me all of this. And that's really not even the problem here. Because you see, I have spent the better part of today on the phone contacting state senators. And do you know how many of them told me they read it? Herein lies the problem. Not one. In fact, the first three I called said I didn't even know that was in there. Because on the last day, they pass 105 bills and sign them. And this particular bill, 47-0 vote yay. There's two present not voting. One of those was from the committee, the Ag Committee, that passed this out of the Ag Committee and put it on the floor and voted 47-0. And I have not found a single senator that knew it was in the bill. So whether or not it's a bad piece of legislation is irrelevant. At this point, what is happening is that we are flooding lawmakers with all this noise and sticking things in there so that we can find out what we just passed. If you are elected official at any level of government, be county, township, state, or federal, and you participate, you're going to tell me that people read every single page of the Inflation Reduction Act before they signed it? We know for a fact that Obamacare was not read by anybody before they signed it. And we just keep passing bills. It's about time we pass out. That's what I say. I want to say thank you to Greg Hager. Greg Hager continuing to keep us rooted with his Christian and country roots. That's what it takes to keep this nation in boots. Get more details about the Greg Hager songs, how you can find Greg Hager on tour, or better yet, his albums, greghager.com. High Plains Apache with innovation and reliability when it comes to maintaining pest and control of weeds or insects. More details about High Plains Apache and the Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com. We're back with Hank Vogler with what time we have left. As I got a little windy with that, but this is really a burr under my saddle. And you think you've seen some smoke coming from south of you? Stay tuned. More Dakota Trails and Tales after this.